Till next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Exodus 12, and we're going to start at verse number 3 again, God, it says, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house." Next verse. "And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And he shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." Notice what it says there, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel. I want you to catch something. Shall kill it in the evening. Now, God was saying every household was to have this lamb. But here, ye shall keep it. It didn't say them. Ye shall keep it. You know, everyone had one. But he was saying, you shall keep it. In other words, it wasn't about the many, it was about the one. "Ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." It wasn't like he was saying everyone shall kill their lamb. He was saying everyone shall kill it. In other words, I'm making you one as a community. Everyone will kill it. It's like everyone all together is killing just one lamb. But he had divided it up into households, set the father in place, put the blood on the lintel and doorpost, and it, are you following me? It was no longer, you know, a bunch of lambs. It was like it was one lamb. In other words, God was saying, I want everybody doing the same thing. I want everybody focused on the same thing this night. I don't want anybody doing anything different. I want you trying to kill another animal. Everybody has a lamb, or it, the lamb. And he was establishing community oneness. The whole assembly shall kill it. Israel was being reconstituted by God into wholeness, oneness, and community. Before their exodus, before their deliverance, before the breaking of the bondage, God had to bring them back into wholeness and oneness and community. Do you know when they left, there was no one sick? No one was feeble. Out of the million or plus people that left, no one was sick. No one was feeble. No matter how old they were, there were no feeble. And they left with what you call a high hand. They left laden down with resources and riches, gold and silver. Now their problem was the whole... To me, the whole issue with them, not only the renewing of their mind, but when they left, there was a mixed multitude that left with them. If you read about the mixed multitude, some of the Egyptian servants left with them, they were the cause on many occasions of the murmur. It started there. But the community oneness, the same crises that took Egypt apart, made the people of God one. The same night, the same thing that was about to dismantle that whole empire made the children of Israel one. Do you get the paradox here? What God is doing in the world today is getting darker in the world, gross darkness on the people, but our light has come. It's going to get darker and darker in the world, but it's going to get lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter in the church. But it's going to require our being in the proper place and our having complete obedience to God. And let me just throw this in here too. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the only one that was left standing was Christ. That's why God is allowing suffering, fires, amen, to dismantle everything about you or in you that's not of Him. Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the crises hit, when the final stages of deliverance came, the ones that weren't of, even the disciples who were in the natural, found that they couldn't stand. Now, these guys, they loved Jesus. If the battle had been natural, they would have fought. But that wasn't the battle at all. The battle was spiritual. Even though they loved Jesus, had been with Jesus all the time that of his public ministry, slept where he slept, ate where he ate, saw the miracles, all the wonderful things. With all that, in the time of crises, they couldn't stand because they were standing in the natural. See, it's one thing to know about him, to be able to quote verse in scripture. It's one thing to know, and we all have knowledge. But it's another thing altogether to be Christ-like, to have the goods on the inside, that when the enemy comes, he has nothing in there. Amen. He can't just take you out. But see, they were natural. They knew of him. They loved him. But they were not formed. They hadn't been transformed. They hadn't been molded and shaped. And so when the crisis came, only thing that could withstand the crisis and continue to move forward toward destiny was Christ. And there'll come a time in our world where there's pressures and adversity and challenge to the church. And the only thing that won't be shaken is that cannot be shaken. And that is Christ. That's why we labor. Amen. Y'all can clap in the middle too. You can clap over there. It's okay. That's why we labor. Like Paul said, I labor till Christ be formed. That's why we go over things and over things. And that's why we correct. And that's why we rebuke. And that's why we edify and we lift up. Not just to have church, but to form Christ. Because listen, in him dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is wisdom. We ask for wisdom. Well, Christ is wisdom. We ask for blessing. Well, Christ is blessing. You get Christ, you get blessing. You get Christ, you get wisdom. You get Christ, you get knowledge. You get Christ, you get breakthrough. All that we want and desire and even hope for, it's Christ. So instead of seeking these things, just seek Him. Get Him, you get it all. You have Him, you have everything. You have stuff, you have your needs met before your needs arise. You know you've broken through even before you have to break through. You know you're blessed even before the blessing manifests because you got Christ. And this is some of the reasoning behind your trials and your tests to deal with you. People can't stop you. The devil and all of hell cannot stop you. But you know what? You can sure mess stuff up yourself. That's why God deals with you. You're the only one. Heaven is behind you. The enemy can't stand before you. People can't stop you. You know, you get over people easy. But can you get over you? Like I said this the other day. Someone say something about you. So what? You're over them, but the thought is in your mind now. Now you holding on to the thought. 3 weeks later, every time you see them, it's like, got their nerve. It's still there. See, that's why God has to deal with you and reduce you. So you get, tell somebody you need to get oiled up. You know, yeah, when we were out in the world, we used to call it oil. You know what I'm talking about. When we're going to get something to drink, you go, well, let's do some oil. I'm going to get oiled up tonight. That's what we used to say, you know. Got any oil, man? Hey, I'm oiled up, man. But you need to get oiled up in this sense. You know, wrestlers, before they wrestled back in the Greco-Roman days they would soak, like Esther, soaked in all those fragrances, months. Till, I mean, they would enter a room and everybody turn around because of the fragrance. But they would oil themselves up until their pores, that oil would come out of their pores. And I mean, they would just be so slippery when they would wrestle. See, they were wrestling sometimes for their life. It wasn't for no little prize, no little trophy. It was like you lose, you get your head off. You know, so they was really oiled. It wasn't always like that, but there were times where, you know, they'd fight and they'd be fighting for their life, but they'd be oiled up so that when their opponent went to grab them or try to wrestle with them. See, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. But see, when you're oiled up, you know, when that oil has been, like the book says, pour the oil, when the oil has been poured on you and you are oiled, when the enemy comes to try to grab you to get your attention, he slips right off of you. He can't get a handle on you because you're oiled up. See, he seeks dry places. He seeks places that don't have no water in it or that are dry, amen, that he can dwell in, because he can't dwell where there's water, and he sure can't deal with people that are oiled up, amen. And that oil represents the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when we get in God to the point where we are oiled up, our mind is oiled up. You know when a hinge is oiled, it don't make a lot of noise. Amen. You know, when something need oil, it's making a whole lot of noise, a whole lot of unpleasant noise. Right, you open the door, that hinge needs some oil, right? Or your ball bearings or something on the car, when they need oil, you know, it sounds like a boat, but it needs some oil. So oil is very important. Community, oneness, the same crisis that took Egypt apart made the people of God one. Number 7, complete Christ-likeness. Give me Exodus 12. Verses 8 through 10. Exodus 12, 8 through 10. And we'll wind up with that. Exodus 12, 8 through 10. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. Now look at this. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn it or burn with fire. Now, here's the point. And we got one other thing I'll mention. We'll be finished with this. Here's the point. They were to eat all of the lamb. They were to eat it all. He said, if anything is left, you got to burn it in the morning. But their command was to eat it all. In other words, we don't want a little bit of Christ. You know, I want Jesus to bless me, but I don't want him telling me to obey over here, to submit or to do this. I don't want to tithe, but I want God to bless me. You know, a lot of times people want a little bit of God or some of God, but here, in order for them to move and march, they had to eat him all. Eat it all. Don't leave anything until the morning. Eat it all. So in all facets of our life, we have to allow God to take governance.
We have come to the close of part 3 of Transformation, Breaking the Bondage. When you humble yourself, your eyes will become open. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 8 says, humble yourself, therefore, unto the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.